Parshat Vayeshev. I'm titling this Dvar Torah, What Am I Asking? In coming into contact with people, this thought comes through that you see somebody that you know, a friend, and he's wearing a beautiful tie. And you ask him the question, where did you buy the tie? And his response is, isn't it a beautiful tie? The red with the blue lines, and it fits so well with my blue suit. And go on, so on and so forth. And I got a lot of compliments. I asked him, where did you buy the tie? He said, you know, I got this tie on sale. It cost me $28. It should have sold for $68. Where did you buy the tie? Finally, it falls, he understands, and he says, well, I bought the tie at this mall, at this and this store. You're sitting with Talmidim, and you read a Rambam, and you ask the question in reading the Rambam with the Talmud, one-on-one, with a group, whatever it might be, what is the Rambam saying? What is the Rambam saying? You know, I think the Rambam has a difficulty with the Gemara. It's a kasha. The Ravid, I think, says like this. It argues with this. And most probably why he's saying it, because he learned the Gemara a little bit different. He learned it according to Rabbi Yechon. He didn't learn according to Rish Lakish. Young man, dear Talmud, what is the Rambam saying? To differentiate between what and where and how and why. What is he saying? In this week's parsha, Yaakov Avinu, for whatever reason it might be, what the true motives might be, sends his son Yosef, all bedecked in his ketonet pasim, to find out how the brothers are doing, their way with the herd, shepherding. He goes, he looks, and then the pasuk tells us that he gets lost. Vayimtzei ish v'nei toeh basadeh v'yishaleihu ha'ish lemor ma tevakesh v'yomer t'achai anochi mevakesh hagid ani la eifo heim ro'im. He was straying in the fields, and the man asked him, saying, again paying attention, what are you looking for? Ma ata mevakesh. What are you looking for? And he said, Yosef answers, I am looking for my brothers. Tell me now, where are they pasturing? And the man said, they have traveled away from here, they've gone so on and so forth. Many of the Mefarshim, and I could zero in on three, the later Mefarshim, the Netziv, the Oznaim LaTorah, the Mesorah Tarav, Rav Soloveitchik, grappling with what exactly is going on with this dialogue between Yosef and this Ish, who is evidently a Malach sent from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I mean, shouldn't the proper dialogue have been this Ish, this Malach, sees Yosef and he says to him, you're a stranger, you seem to be lost, can I help you? And here the Ish, the Malach, asks him, what are you looking for? Not me, who are you looking for, but what are you looking for? And Yosef responds, who he's looking for? I'm looking for my brothers. Not the question being asked. And based upon the instruction of this mysterious Ish, the Rav writes, indeed all of the humans involved in the Joseph saga story seem to act compulsively. And as they didn't really pay attention to what the dialogue was, not because they considered their actions sound and good. They were forced by the sheer impact of Jewish history. But here, at least the Rav saying that we would expect all of them, but here in this case, Yosef, to be really very deeply involved and thinking and concentrating, contemplating, where am I going? What am I looking for? Who am I looking for? You know, I'm not much knowledge in Hashkofa, in philosophy, but the Rav writes about this quite a bit in others, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu creates a world because it wants to do tov to human beings. And he's searching, like Kodesh Baruch Hu goes to Adam HaRishon, and throughout history. And man is in search of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu, I need you. And it's something like Shuve Live, Shuve Lecha. Baruch Hu is saying, you turn towards me, and I'll turn to you. Because we need each other. I created a world for you people to work and do good. And you should turn to me for me giving you guidance. And to know what exactly you should be looking for. Man is searching for HaKadosh Baruch Hu because it comes close to him. And follow and imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The question we have to ask ourselves in lives, in all of our experiences, in all of our encounters, which might be malachim, shlichim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, messages are sent to us to direct us. Do we comprehend Hashem's questions and his directive? You, Yosef, were asked what you should be looking for. Yosef sees, who is he looking for? What is your comprehension, Yosef, here? What's your goal? And one thought that I've mentioned in the past, Yosef is being sent out to his brothers that he knows that they're jealous of him. And here he shows up there, all dolled up. He is dressed in his ketonet pasim, papanim, as they say, in their faces. Yosef thinks in terms of his destiny. He's looking down upon his brethren, and he's covering it up with the kibud of Ein. Kodesh Baruch Hu sent me. Yaakov Avinu sent me. But still he's wearing his ketonet pasim. The Malach is saying to Yosef, and Yosef doesn't get it, and Yosef responds in a different way. Malach says, what are you looking for? And he says, well, I'm looking for my brothers. And that leads to the Mechirat Yosef, to Mitzrayim, to the Shibud. Let us get the message. Let us be able to profoundly, deeply contemplate, are we listening to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending us as a message? Pay attention, we're saying, you hear what I'm asking, and pay attention, and that is the goals that you should follow.